Hey guys, this is Sam, and I am here to do a quick podcast because I just found out, like, I'm in Japan right now, so I'm on Japanese websites, and I came across the new TV special that's airing this Friday. Yeah! And we're trying my best, well, my host family's trying their best to try to get it to be able to, to record the TV special on a DVD, and yeah, so we've been having some troubles, but we're gonna try. So yeah, I've been on Amazon, in Japan Amazon, and I came across the TV special's new soundtrack that you will be able to buy on the 30th of November, which is on Wednesday, this Wednesday. So, on Amazon, they sometimes have, you can listen to it, a little bit of the music. So when I found it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can listen to it. So, they only have, 45 seconds worth, so, I'm gonna crank up the music and give you 45 seconds that they have on Amazon. So this song's called JG. This is Yuji Ono still. Okay, and the next one is called Deep Night Call. It's from the Jazz the Second album, but I guess they did another version of it. Gosh, that sounds so good. This is the first time I've listened to this. And the next one is Memory of Smile. Yeah, it's like Yuji Ono has something new all the time. It just it's a little different, but it's so, I don't know, I like it a lot. Okay, the next one is The Third. It's from the Jazz the Third album. Yes. Sorry. Thank you. Okay. Next one is Lupin the Third theme, 2011, people, new version of the theme. So Lupin the Third, 2011 slow version. Oh my gosh. That was like totally like I don't even know how to say it. That was just that slow version. Oh, Yuji Ono and his piano work. Oh my gosh. Okay, next one. Next one is called Funny Walk in Old Fashioned. Kind of. Sorry. Okay, next one is Lonesome City Breeze from Cafe Relax and Lupin album, and yeah, I think that's there's another one, but I can't remember if it was from the internet. Okay, Lonesome City Breeze. I like this one too. Oh, now there's. I think this is an original song that Yuji Ono composed. I would kill to go see these guys at like, oh my gosh, at a bar or something or wherever they're playing. Oh my gosh, because they're doing like a thing, like a tour with like TV special and everything. It's all like this album type of thing. So I'm like, oh, I want to go see it, but it's everywhere where I'm not. Like it's all on this island of Honshu and like northwestern Japan, and of course I'm like down south, of course. Like one of the most southern places of Japan. Anyway, next one is All You've Been Waiting For, the new 2011 action version, Lupin the Third theme. Woo! Okay, here we go. Oh, what did you think of that, people? I don't know. I kind of didn't dig the xylophone thing, but I did. I don't know. Like the beginning, how it built up, it was just like, yeah. With that, like, French horn or whatever. Oh, it was so good. Sorry. Next one is the last one, sadly. Love Skull featuring, what's her name? Nakano Yoshi from Ego Rappin. I kind of like her voice. She hasn't done any Lupin, related songs yet, except for this one. Okay, here we go. Oh, there we go. Oh, I apologize. I've heard her voice before. I don't know. Oh, yes. She sang for the Let's Dance album. She sang the Lupin the Third theme and the weird one. Aiga no something. I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, I have it on my iTunes, so. There we go. That's all there is to listen, sadly. And the album's like $30. For like 9 songs, but I think they're really long songs, like the Last Job album, how they had like, I think they were like 6-minute long songs, or like 4-minute long songs. But yeah, anything for jazz for me. Like, I'm gonna try to find it when it comes out, cause I don't know how to order stuff on Amazon, unless like I ask my host family if I can pay them back. Cause like, it so sounds so good. I totally dug the slow version of the Lupin the Third theme. So anyway, sorry people in the US or North America or wherever country you are in, except for Japan. You can't buy the soundtrack yet if you're like a really, really into the music. So, sorry, but I just wanted to give you guys a little listen, and I hope you liked it, and yeah. In a couple days, this podcast will be ceased to exist, so I have no idea where I'm going to post my review on the new TV special. Ugh, I need to find a place. If you guys find any place that is free and it works well, please tell me, because I need to find it. Like, I tried posting on my blog, but they don't accept videos or something. Like, it doesn't work. So, and YouTube, unless, like, I make, like, 10 parts of the thing. Yeah. That's the only option I'll have left. And that's gonna be a pain in the little rear end. But, yeah. I think that's about it. So, Friday, 9 o'clock, I will be watching it. Don't you worry. I'm gonna put aside all my homework, and this week everyone has tests, so. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's like they planned it, like, after all these tests that these kids write, the new Lupin the Third TV special comes on right after, because my tests will, I don't know, my students' test that they write starts tomorrow, and then it ends on Thursday. And, yeah. So Friday is like the woo day of fun, and people can watch a new Lupin TV special and relax. And listen to a new voice actors. As well, today I wrote another letter to Yuji Ono and Miyazaki, even though it's, like, probably never gonna work, but I'm gonna try and, like, ask if he can come to where I am and somehow bring his group along, but that's, like, a probably one in a million chances it'll happen, but I'm gonna try. It's better than doing nothing. And, like, if I don't do it now, when will I ever do it? When will it ever happen? And, yeah. So, yeah. I also uploaded a new, a new video was uploaded about, like, for, like, the trailer of the new, TV special, and the video was only available in Japan, so I was able to watch it, but everyone else on the forums weren't able to watch it. So I have recently posted, I tried using a video converter, a YouTube converter, nothing worked, so I had to eventually, video it with my camera, videoing the computer screen of it, like, the video. So, I'm sorry about the terrible quality, but that's the only way I could have done it. And, yeah. I tried my best, people. I have CamView, but that, I wouldn't get audio. I'd get terrible audio, so. And it was the easiest thing to do. Like, it took me, like, 10 minutes just to video it, pop it on YouTube. So, yeah. Yeah. So if you guys have any questions about Lupin or, yeah, things or, like, what people think about Lupin, please watch my earlier episodes because I had several stories about it, about, my life with Lupin here in Japan and how it's not what I expected. And yeah. Oh. I also got my old host father got me, I don't know how they actually sell them, but he got me like a Lupin pin, like a physical Lupin pin that he bought on Amazon or something. And it is on my rotary blazer and it is staying there and nothing is going to take that thing off. And it has G and Lupin and Goemon. And my host father's like, no, you can't find it anywhere. This is really rare. I'm like, oh, awesome. So, yeah. That's about it. So, try to find the soundtrack or buy it off of CD Japan when it comes out because it sounds amazing. Sorry. Because I'm a huge fan of Yuji Ono, if you haven't noticed. And, yeah. New theme sounds amazing. A cool, different. I don't know. I don't know how Yuji Ono does it. It's like, last year, it was like, oh, this music is so good. It's so different and not the same. Ah, I love it. And then this year, it's like totally, well, not totally different, but like, it's like, ah, I don't know how to explain it. But you can see how, like, if you've listened to the Lupin thing, soundtrack and the Let's Dance album, you see where the group is kind of going. It's kind of going like, I'm not really good in describing music, but like, just the sound is going into this, a certain direction. Like the Lupin the Third theme of 2011 was like really like. Like all the instruments were like together, and this one is just like it sounds like the 7 Days Rhapsody or like Sweet Lost Night theme, because like they have like the xylophone kind of thing. But yeah, that's what it. And have a nice weekend and enjoy your thanks. I hope you enjoyed your American Thanksgiving, because Canadian Thanksgiving was like 2 weeks ago. Actually, no, it was in October. Sorry. October. And yeah.